You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman, and right now I'm going to be speaking to Mandy Beaumont. Mandy has written her first novel called The Furies and has been compared to Charlotte Wood, Margaret Atwood, and Carmen Maria Machado with a unique and breathtaking power. She's exploring the world of feminisms and how coming together as women brings us more power. It's called The Furies, and she's here to talk about it right now. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So there's been a lot written about The Furies.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's... It seems to contain so much, like these ideas of feminism, the working class, how, yeah, you know, the collective is bigger than the individual. It seems to have a lot of themes around it. But what actually happens in the novel?
Oh, shit. it is all of those things. It is a complex tale, but essentially it's the story of young Cynthia in regional Queensland, who in the 90s, which is where I grew up, and she's experiencing those all too familiar experiences that young women do in Australia, working class women in places that are kind of not welcoming to young working class women. And she is trying to find her way, moving from being stuck in a place to something more. And so she's surrounded by these mystical other women in nature that she can hear in nature, to try and push her to come together, be collective, and get a better future, really. I don't know if that sounds fine, but that's kind of what it is.
Is this idea of something more something that you related to strongly? I mean, you travelled overseas for a few years, you're not living in Brisbane anymore, or you're not in Queensland anymore, you're in Melbourne. Is this yearning for something more something that you were able to kind of really bring to the story?
Yeah, I think it was the immense power that nature has and holds. And because growing up in that Queensland environment, that harsh environment, at the time of the El Nino stuff, and the drought, it does play a huge part in the way that I see the world. So, and writing what you know is such an important thing. So even though I have lived in Melbourne for about 5 or 6 years, Queensland is home, hey? Queensland's the smell and the touch that I know. So it was really important for me to explore ideas through nature.
You are a teacher at Griffith, but you're also doing a PhD at RMIT at the moment, looking at philosophic fiction and Simone de Beauvoir. Please, for me, what is philosophic fiction? Like, what does that mean?
That's a really broad term. It's something that Beauvoir herself called metaphysical fiction. So it's essentially the act of writing fiction as philosophical inquiry. So it's a new way to speak to philosophy, and a new accessible way to access philosophy is what Beauvoir did in her fictional work that she's not that well known for. And it also is that she's an existentialist, which is a big wanky word, but essentially that means exploring philosophy through your lived experience, not these esoteric sort of things that the old buggers used to do with philosophy.
If you've just tuned in and you're wondering why we're talking about existentialism so early in the morning, I am speaking to Mandy Beaumont. Her debut novel, The Furies, is out now, and it's very much... It sounds like you've adopted this philosophic approach to your own writing practice.
Yeah.
What were you trying to explore in that practice?
Essentially, there's these, there's lots, as you said, it's complex, there's lots of ideas in there. But essentially, it's the idea of making a single experience, which is Cynthia, the protagonist in the book, a singular experience, a universal issue or experience. So the idea that the issues that Cynthia faced and those women who've come before her in nature, the mystical ones, all have similar experience in our shared humanity. So the idea that women are what Beauvoir termed immanent, so stuck in place in the patriarchy, like, and we're always trying to become. So Beauvoir's got a very famous term called becoming. So we're always kind of becoming and becoming to a transcendent space. And that sounds, again, wanky, but the idea that women feel stuck or misplaced and how we can move from that. So that's the sort of general vibe of it.
You say that you wanted to write a book where the language itself makes new ideas on the page and gives space for the reader to kind of think about what politics they have, what kind of feminisms they identify with, what kind of person they are. Do you then want to hear from the readers? Like, are you curious to find out what their conclusions are, or would you rather just, like, not know what people your readers are?
Well, yeah, I think people just come at you, right? So you don't often have a choice. But also, the whole idea of writing the book is a bit of a, you know, incendiary fire starter, let's start a conversation, and that is the book. It's an ambiguous book. The ending is ambiguous because life is ambiguous. So the reading into the book, the way you come to the text, right? So it's really is important to how people view it. So when people say to me, I think this happened, or this is what I thought, or whatever, it really tells me about their kind of feminism or their kind of class or all these kind of things. So it's really interesting. But I just hope that people are having those conversations between themselves around the book, which would be great.
Sounds like this is book club material as well. If you are looking for something to discuss in your club or in your group, then check out The Furies. Mandy Beaumont has published this year, and you can also check out her short story collection as well, which was, I mean, that was up for major awards, wasn't it?
Oh, look, not really yet.
It's okay. You don't have to be humble. It was shortlisted for some awards, and this, The Furies, I'm sure, will be as well. Mandy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on Artbeat today, and I really wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.